the word for word is each of those are names of great devotees. And and they were, I'll read the translation. When Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas Thakur, they all became very pleased. Om Agyana Tumanandasya Janan Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Amilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gauda Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So sometimes when I'm reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wonder why there's not a purport for every verse. And I thought the devotee touched on that a few days ago, I can't remember which devotee it was, that Srila Prabhupada had an immense task ahead of him, not only to give us the Srimad Bhagavatam, but to give us other immense literatures also, the Nectar Devotion. Anyone who's read the Nectar Devotion, and actually, interestingly enough, anyone who's read the Nectar Devotion in comparison to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu will appreciate what a monumental task it was to produce the Nectar Devotion. Srila Prabhupada also produced the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to give us the 10th canto. He wasn't sure how long he'd have left. Remember, there was 18,000 verses. He finished, was it the 17th chapter of the 10th canto? 13th chapter, and there's 90 chapters in the 10th canto. He didn't complete the 10th canto, didn't complete the 11th canto, didn't complete the 12th canto, but he knew time was ticking by. And then he wanted to give us the Chaitanya Charitamrita, another, it was 11,000 verses. So I had this thought that Srila Prabhupada couldn't translate, couldn't give a purport on every verse, but yet there's so many amazing, unimaginable verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that is, they kind of, someone's going to write commentaries. In fact, if you look at those verses, you want to explain them because there are some of them that are so esoteric. This verse, I thought, was important to kind of set the scene because these are all incredible devotees. And I thought the word Ananda kind of sets the mood. You may recall that in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya has returned from his South Indian tour, and he came back with two books. One was the Brahma Samhita, and the other one was the Krishna Karnamrita. And he told the devotees about these books, and quickly they translated them, not translated them, they copied them, as many as possible, and they distributed them all over India. So we have our Brahma Samhita that we can access today, which we cite every morning, because Lord Chaitanya brought it. So the very first verse of that I thought was very important in relation to this setting. And it's Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. And it says that Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is Krishna, and Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He's full of knowledge, he's full of bliss, and he's eternal. And he has a form. So this word Ananda is that kind of level. It's divinity. It's the level of divinity. It's not just happy people. It is blissful people, people who are in ecstasy. And in this whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are facing all the time these devotees who are experiencing prema. Here's this king, King Pataparudra. And he's feeling, he loves Krishna. Sorry, he loves Lord Chaitanya. He's feeling great anxiety why he can't meet him. And the word there is prema. So these devotees are super excellent. They're extraordinary. And when you look a little deeper, who are these devotees? Why are they so extraordinary? Well, Lord Nityananda, he is Lord Balaram. He's there. He came in to do this pastime with Lord Chaitanya. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in another form. Jagadananda, he is described as the sixth branch of the Chaitanya tree. He is Lord Chaitanya's constant companion, and he's also an incarnation of Satyabhama. Satyabhama was a very special wife of Lord Krishna, and she was so special that he took her to the heavenly planets, and she wanted a parijata plant, and there was a whole pastime regarding to that. So now in this Leela, she has appeared as Jagadananda in a male form. Damodar, this is Damodar Pandit, the Srup Damodar, it's not him, it is Damodar Pandit. And he has a little pokey relationship with Lord Chaitanya. And he would point things out to Lord Chaitanya. And consequently, so much so that he was asked to go to Bengal and go there because he was creating a little ruffles in Jagannath Puri. So he is actually a gopi called Shaivya, I think the name is Shaivya, I can't remember writing. Again, another super excellent person. Mukunda is Madhukanta in Raja Leela, and a class friend of Lord Chaitanya. So these are all extraordinary devotees, and now Haridas Thakur. And so Haridas Thakur, they all went to meet him, because what happened, the devotees in Bengal came, the Rath Yatra is about to take place, the bathing of the Lord has gone on, and as Lord Jagannath does, he goes into convalescence for some time. And that was creating great distress for Lord Chaitanya, so he went to Alalanath. And then when the devotees came from Bengal, 200 of them, then he was called back and he came back, and then there's this whole description of meeting those devotees. So when Lord Chaitanya met Haridas Thakur, he was in great ecstasy. They embraced each other and he was just enraptured with each other's company. So this Ananda is a level of these devotees. They're not succumbed to the most mature nature. They're not living in passion, ignorance, or goodness. They're on a transcendental experience with the Lord. So everything is around that. So listening to them, hearing their names, we also can become purified by that association. So that was important just to give that kind of setting here. 197. Samudra snana kari prabhu oila nija stani advaita di gela sindhu karibare snani. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after taking a bath in the sea, all the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu went to bathe in the sea. So you can see that some activities Lord Chaitanya is completely surrounded by devotees, and sometimes he goes on his own. So he went to bathe in the Jagannath Sea, and then after him, the other devotees followed. Anyone bathed in Jagannath, the sea in Jagannath? It's quite a turbulent sea. So Lord Chaitanya would go there and bathe there. Interesting that he would bathe in the sea. Sometimes we go and bathe in the sea, we think we have to have a bath after we bathe in the sea. But he would go there to be pure, to purify himself. This is also midday, so he's very clean. And as far as I recall, sannyasis would have three baths a day, kind of coinciding with their Gayatri. Nowadays, it's probably very rare for anyone to have three baths a day. In fact, it's often rare that people even have one bath a day. I recall when I was a child, we used to have a bath a week. Sorry to say that, but it's true. We had a caravan. We lived in a caravan when I was a child, and we had a little kind of galvanized tub. And it was brought out, and the tub was in front of the fire, and then we'd all have our weekly bath in that tub. And later on, we became devotees and realized we had to become clean. So we have two baths a day, or one bath a day, but definitely no less than one bath a day. So to be a devotee, it'd be very clean. Interesting, because when you look at the Srimad Bhagavatam, you get many different descriptions of people's absorption in the Lord. When you read the Chaitanya-charitamrita, it comes to the more to the present. We start to recognize the activities of what's happening in these pastimes because we're copying, we're practicing those activities now, today, currently in our lives. So one of the first things you do when you become a devotee is you learn how to be clean, to wear clean clothes, to have a bath regularly. Interestingly, when I was a teenager, I became a marine. One of the things about when you're a marine, you have to be taught how to clean everything. So there's one guy, we love to watch this person while he has a full shower. And then you're taught how to clean everything. So here in these verses of the Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're learning how to live the life of a devotee, which means being clean. If you're not clean externally, you're not so clean internally. And we experience that. We feel dirty, we feel crabby, it affects our consciousness. So being clean helps us have a more peaceful perspective. Asi Jagannathera Koila Kada Darashan Prabhu Avesha Aila Kirete Bojan. After bathing in the sea, Advaita Prabhu and all the other devotees returned, and on their return they saw the top of the Jagannath temple. They then went to their residence of Sri Titani Mahaprabhu to take their lunch. So the reason why they're looking, it's mentioned here why they looked at the top of the temple, because Lord Chaitanya instructed them to do so. He said, when you take your bath, then look at the temple. Now, it's particularly relevant to Haridas Thakur because, as we heard from yesterday's verses, that he didn't go into Lord Jagannath's temple. Therefore, he was advised to look at the chakra on the top. Now, anyone here been inside Lord Jagannath's temple? Not a single white skin amongst you. So some of us aren't allowed in there. So for us, we might get a peek inside if someone took a camera inside and we can see inside through that method. So today we might get a modern setting. We might say, okay, if you can't go to the temple, don't worry. You can watch it online. And in fact, usually in our morning classes, there's about 100 people who watch online in that region. I think on Sundays, probably more. So we're kind of in this, you could say, following this footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. If for some reason we can't go to the temple, we can go to the temple electronically. Of course, you don't get the same bhava by doing it electronically. There's so many things that you can just be distracted by, whereas if you come to the temple, you're kind of in the mood with the devotees and you're kind of caught along by the atmosphere a lot more. So they're clean, they've had their bath, and now they're going to take lunch with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabede Vasaila Prabhu Yogya Kramakari Sri Haste Parivesha Kaila Godahari. One after the other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in their proper places. He then began to distribute prasadam with his own transcendental hand. Actually, we can recognize this on a feast day. You devotees go over there, you devotees go over there, you devotees go over there. We have a kind of segregation of people taking prasadam. So what Lord Chaitanya was doing then, it's still going on now. He's separating people according to who they are. So he's making a personal hand, okay, making sure everyone sits in the right place. And he's also feeding them by hand. I'm going to read the next one, then I'm going to comment on this. Alpa ana nahi aise dite prabhura hati dui tinera ana dena eka eka pati. All the devotees were served prasadam on plantain leaves, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed on each leaf a quantity suitable for two or three men to eat, for his hand could not distribute less than that. There's two kind of leaves. One is a plantain leaf, one is a banana leaf. They're kind of similar, but they're different. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada here mentions plantain leaves. Actually, yeah, the devotees are gesticulating like this. And that was what I was thinking too, that Lord Chaitanya, he's very tall. How tall? Well, he's 4 cubits. A cubit is from here to here. Now, for us, it means Lord Chaitanya is about 6 foot tall. But if you're Lord Chaitanya, then maybe your cubit's a bit bigger and he's taller. So there wasn't like a definitive statement that I could read that exactly how tall he was, but if you're from Bengal and you're shorter and he's 6 foot tall, he's very tall. But anyway, so if he came in here, we would immediately recognize, wow, he's a very tall person and he's very, very beautiful. And the question is here, when I first read it, I thought, is Lord Chaitanya serving the prasadam by hand? Is that what it's indicating? His hands are so big that he's giving people 3 or 4 portions at one time. And I thought, maybe it doesn't mean that. Would you serve prasadam with your hand? Does anyone here serve prasadam with their hand? Maybe my prasadam, you do, because it's cold. But if you're serving a hot sabji, you wouldn't put your hand in it and serve it to the devotees. So I felt that surely it can't be Lord Chaitanya's putting his hand in the prasadam and dishing it out, but I felt he's got some kind of utensil that he's using, but his hand doesn't allow him to give people less. He wants to give people more. And sometimes we have experience of that. There are devotees who want to give you more, but you want to take less. And sometimes there's a bit of anxious there because they're giving you more. And you know that as a devotee, that when it's on your plate, you have to eat every grain. So if you take more, you're going to experience something that they experience later. We have a question or a point here.
Serves the Mahaprasad with their hand. They stick their hand literally in the pot and give you. And so by then, the prasad is actually not hot.
Okay. I don't think this is Mahaprasadam they're eating now. I don't think this, good point, I thought about that. I don't think this particular prasadam they're distributing right now is Jagannath prasadam. I think that's going to come later. That's my thought, but interesting point. So if it's cold, draw Jagannath prasadam, you can do that. But if it's been cooked hot from the pot, you can't do it. Anyway, it's an interesting discussion. In other words, don't just read these verses. Think about these verses. What do they mean? Okay. Thank you for that point. Prabhu na kaile keha na kari bojana udva hasti vasirahe sarva bhakta gana. All the devotees kept their hands raised above the prasadam distributed to them, for they did not want to eat without serving the Lord, seeing the Lord eat first. Lord Chaitanya, he loves his devotees. He wants to serve them. In fact, it's one of our principles of devotional service. You want to serve prasadam, you want to receive prasadam. So Lord Chaitanya, he wants to please his devotees. He wants to serve them. Therefore, he's serving them. And now they're in a dilemma. I can't eat now. He's the Lord. I have to wait for eating first. So they've got this big plate of prasadam and they can't eat. So that's the kind of setting that's been described here. Swarup Gosani Prabhu ke koila nevedana tumine vasila kehana kari bojana. Srup Damodar Goswami then informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unless you sit and take prasadam, no one will accept it. Somebody's had that situation. There's a feast. There's a VIP dignitary there. We have the prasadam in front of us and we're waiting. We're waiting for that person to start eating. Then we can eat. If we're not so cultured, or we may just get into it. But generally, the devotees hold themselves back. They know the etiquette. Let's wait for the seniors to start eating, and then we can eat something. Anyway, so Srup Damodar is appealing to Lord Chaitanya. Toma sange rahayata sanyasira gana gopinacharya tanre kadayache nimantrana. Gopinacharya has invited all the sannyasis who remain with you to come and take prasadam. He's informing Lord Chaitanya that there are some sannyasis here. And they want to take prasadam with you. Again, we see this also in our Krishna Conscious Society. The sannyasis, they normally are grouped together. They eat with other senior devotees. We're practicing the same activities that Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting. Acharya Ashya Chena Bhikshara Prasadana Lana Puri Bharati Achena Tomara Epeksha Kariya. Gopinath Acharya has already come bringing sufficient remnants of food to distribute to all the sannyasis, and sannyasis like Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati are waiting for you. This is why I think it was Lord. Now the Jagannath Prasadam has come. It's mentioned here, Prasad Analana. So I think this is where the Mahaprasadam is now coming into this setting. Nichananda Lana Bhiksha Karite Vaishatumi Vaishvanera Pariveshena Karite Cha Ami. You may sit down and accept the luncheon with Nichananda Prabhu, and I shall distribute the prasadam to all the Vaishnavas. So he's not just leaving it, he's giving a solution. You sit down with Lord Nichananda, and I'll do it. I'll take over the distributing of the prasadam. Tabi Prabhu Prasadana Govinda Hata Dila Yatna Kari Haridasi Takura Pataila. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carefully delivered some prasadam into the hands of Govinda to be given to Haridas Thakur. Remember that Lord Chaitanya had promised Haridas Thakur that he's going to go and see him every day. You can't go to see the Lord, but the Lord is going to come and see you, and I'm going to make sure that you get prasadam. So before he eats, he's making sure, he's putting into the hands of Govinda prasadam for Haridas Thakur. And again, when you think about this, was he just kind of putting the prasadam straight in his hands, or was he putting the prasadam in some kind of containers, and those containers were then put into the hands? I thought it's more likely that it's in some kind of leaf container or some clay pot. He's given a handful of prasadam. Now you take this to Haridas Thakur. I thought it's kind of a more reasonable way of understanding that. Apane Vasila Sabha Sanyasira Lana Parivashana Kare Acharya Harasita Hana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sat down to accept lunch with the other sannyasis, and Gopinath Acharya began to distribute the prasadam with great pleasure. Very important. The mood of how you distribute prasadam is very important. If you're going to have your prasadam and the servers don't care about you, or the managers don't care about you, you feel it. You don't feel energetic to eat. You feel, oh my God, you feel something not right. But if the devotees are eager, come on, have prasadam. And they're very happy, they're smiling, they're joyous. Then you also feel, you get that energy from them. So we want devotees to be happy serving, and we should ask them to be happy while they're serving if they forgot. Svarup Gosani Damodara Jagadananda Vaishvanera Parivesha Tinajani Ananda. Then Svarup Damodara Goswami, Damodara Pandit, and Jagadananda all began to distribute prasadam to the devotees with great pleasure. That word again, Ananda. They're finding it ecstatic. They're not just having fun serving. They're feeling bliss. They're serving prasadam, the form of the Lord. They're serving the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord. Their Lord Chaitanya is there. They're feeling great exhilaration inside. Nana Pita Panakaya Ekanta Puriya Madhye Madhye Harikahe Anandita Hana. They ate all kinds of cakes and sweet rice, filling themselves up to their throats. And at intervals, they vibrated the holy name of the Lord in great jubilation. Purport. It is the practice of Vaishnavas while taking prasadam to chant the holy name of Lord Hari at intervals, and also sing various songs such as Sharira Avidyajal. Those who are honoring prasadam, accepting the remnants of food offered to the deity, must always remember that prasadam is not ordinary food. Prasadam is transcendental. We are therefore reminded Mahaprasadi Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Swalpa Punya Vitam Rajan Vishvaso Naivajayate. Those who are not pious cannot understand the value of Mahaprasadam or the holy name of the Lord. Both Prasadam and the Lord's name are on the Brahman platform or spiritual platform. One should never consider Prasadam to be like ordinary hotel cooking. Nor should one touch any kind of food not offered to the deity. Every Vaishnava strictly follows this principle and does not accept any food that is not prasadam. One should take prasadam with great faith and should chant the holy name of the Lord and worship the deity in the temple, always remembering that the deity, Mahaprasadam, and the holy name do not belong to the mundane platform. By worshipping the deity, eating prasadam, and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can always remain on the spiritual platform. So we have come into this movement which specializes in these three things: prasadam, the holy name, and deity worship. And you could say, thank Krishna, thank Lord Itani, we've been given such a simple process. Interesting that we do experience every day that unless that song is sung, at least in the temple. What individuals do at home, it may be another story, but at least in the temple, before you have prasadam, someone has says, sing the song. Sing the prasadam prayer songs. Sometimes they sing Mahaprasadi Govinde, sometimes they just sing Sai Radha Vijayajal. I thought it might be good reminding ourselves what it means. It's quite a heavy song, actually. Okay. This is an incredible book put together by Rohini Nandan. It's a little verse book. I'm not sure it's barely in print now. It's a compilation of all the most of the verses that Srila Prabhupada collected. A lot of them are our songs that we use. They're also important. His point was that it's good to know the verses that you're already using every day. I know I can't find the verse I was looking for. Here we go. Sharira Avidyajal. The material body is a network of ignorance, an ocean of ignorance. Very gloomy start. Jodendriya Tahekal. And the senses are very dull. Jad Bharat. He was a dull person. So the senses are very dull. The material body is a place of ignorance. And it's an ocean of ignorance. Jive Pale Visaya Sogare. The living being is, again, this Vishaya Sagare, into the ocean of material sense object. You've been thrown. You're thrown into this world of sense objects. Everywhere you go, everything you look at, smell, hear, it's a sense object pulling your mind away from Krishna. Everything. If you're in the ocean, you're definitely going to get wet. You're definitely wet. So similarly, if you're in the material body, you're definitely surrounded by an ocean of sense objects. Tare meje jiva ati. Among them, the tongue is very much loba moya sudurmati, voracious and greedy, very obstinate and wicked. Voracious, greedy, obstinate and wicked. We experience that. The tongue wants to try different tastes. The tongue wants to talk. You sit down next to someone, that vacho vagum is pushing. Or if you don't do it verbally, you get your phone out. You engage in some vacho vagum that way. Okay, I'll write it down rather than speak it. It's the same thing, that vacho vagum is there. Take jita kitina samsare. But it's very difficult to conquer the tongue. Actually, the last bit of the verse aren't even here. Anyway, it goes on to say, The verse goes on to say that of all the senses, the tongue is more difficult to control, but it can be controlled by taking prasadam. So when you're taking prasadam, your tongue is being controlled because you are associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, this Prabhupada Purport says some, okay, prompting things here, that those who are honoring prasadam must always remember that prasadam is not ordinary food. We have to respect it. When we're taking prasadam, when we're serving prasadam, it's not just food. This food has been prepared by someone with deep devotion. They wanted to satisfy the Supreme Lord. And when we take that prasadam, we are also taking the remnants of the Supreme Lord. So the word honoring is there. We have to honor the prasadam. If we just eat prasadam, then we don't get the same from it. Sometimes people, when they take prasadam for the first time, they're experiencing something extraordinary, and it's not just the way it's cooked. There's something in it that people sometimes perceive. And we often find that when there's been a really, you have prasadam sometimes, you just start to feel your spirit lifting. Somehow or other, we're able to enter that mood. So we have to honor it. And Prabhupada's reminding us here that don't treat it like ordinary food. It's something extraordinary. So in the same way, on that kind of cautionary note, before you put prasadam on your plate, make sure that you're going to eat it. Otherwise, you might get to the neck and still have more to eat, and that's not good. Yeah, at least pitch yourself that at the neck it stops. Otherwise, you'd be throwing away prasadam, and we don't want to throw away prasadam. This is a point there. Now, for householders, there's some punchy lines here we have to reflect on here. Nor should one touch any kind of food not offered to the deity. Every Vaishnava strictly follows this principle and does not accept any food that is not prasadam. So at least make it prasadam. I heard a story many years ago when I was in Chaitanya College, and there was a devotee, and he was talking about, they were touring New Vrindavan, I think it was, and they were going around seeing these fruit trees, anyway, some farm. And they were showing Prabhupada the fruit trees, and then the devotees were taking the apples and they were eating them. And one devotee said, Prabhupada, we're eating these apples, we're not offering them. And Prabhupada said, oh, just say Hare Krishna, it's enough. And sometimes we heard you say, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So we can find shortcuts, we might like those shortcuts. But actually, we should. The deities are part of your family, and we have to make sure that they eat. And they, whatever we're eating because the deities are eating. So prasadam means that we offer to the deities and then we eat what's left over. So here Prabhupada is kind of warning, is kind of saying quite strongly that the devotees, the Vaishnavas, they only eat food that's been offered to the deities. Now householders are faced with dilemmas all the time. What do you do sometimes? Anyway, householders have to wrangle with these issues. What do they do in a practical basis? You're walking down the shop, and your child sees something, a bag of crisps, may I say, and a bag of some class, on the chair, bags in class here. What do you do? Anyway, householders find their stance. But those on a very high platform, they only eat food offered to the deities. This is what Srila Prabhupada is saying here. So we have to pitch ourselves on very high standards. Interesting, Krishna consciousness is very all-encompassing, just like I was talking about. People sometimes have a bath once a week. People often pray, if they're religious, once a week. But we pray every day. We pray for hours every day. And sometimes we're a bit harsh for devotees who don't pray as much as we pray. But they may be praying every day, but maybe not 2 hours. And we think, oh, they're not so advanced. Well, maybe that may be the case, but sometimes we're a little unkind to them. So similarly, in our Krishna consciousness, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is setting the highest standard. These are the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Everything about them is on that Brahman platform, the spiritual platform. And we have to practice our own lives so we also live that life that they're living. And so these three things, taking prasadam, chanting the holy name, and deity worship. Those who are Brahmanically initiated have the opportunity of actually going onto the altar, doing something very personal for the deities. Those who are not Brahmanically initiated, they can assist with the deity worship in different ways. And for everyone else, we can come and we can engage in deity worship by glorifying the holy name of the Lord, by appreciating how the deity is addressed, by appreciating the flowers. There are so many ways that everyone can participate in deity worship. And the holy name. Every time you come to the temple, you cannot but help hear the holy name. So these are the three main things that we specialize in. Tegi Bishadam, the holy name, and deity worship. And just like you have to honor Pishadam, we also have to honor the chanting and also honor the deity worship. So I'm going to stop there. More could be said. Have any questions or points? We have to finish a little early because there's going to be a presentation about the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class. So it's very interesting. You're talking about prasadam. So we offer prasadam. Bhagavad Gita say we can offer a fruit, a leaf, water. But why we offer water? I mean, there is no violence there. Like when we cut the vegetables, there's little karma, so it's removed. But the water, there's no killing. So why we offer the water?
Well, this is a very important point because it means anyone can find water. You won't live yourself unless there's water. So anyone can offer something with devotion to Krishna, even if you have nothing. If you're dying and you've got a little drop of water, you can offer that drop of water to Krishna. So even if you can't even afford any food even, you can even afford water. So how simple is it? He said, you offer me with love and devotion, I will accept it. You can give Krishna something person to person just by giving him drops of water. So if you can't cook, just offer him a cup of water. He's making it so readily and simple for us. But the issue is devotion. That's the ingredient for that reciprocation is devotion.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the tasting water. So we have different levels of water here. We have that which has been infected by chemicals, so-called, fluoride and things like this. And this causes problems. But what we try and do, we try and get the purified water as best we can, filtered water, heated water, boiled water, and that way we can offer it even to the deities. We have to give them the best type of water, thereby giving the taste of water to the deities, which they prefer, pure water.
Thank you. Any other comments? Govinda Prabhu?
When we drink water, see, obviously if we offer water to the deities, we would offer it in a cup that's we don't drink out of. But practically speaking, you know, we want to go, say, take water from the pantry. So the cup's already moochy. So are we offering the water? And if we are we offering it before it's in the cup, or is it in the tap we offer it? Because you can't obviously offer the water in a cup that you're drinking out of. It's kind of, I don't know if we actually are offering it, or maybe we're saying Rasoham Upsukantia, we're just acknowledging Krishna that this is you. I mean, I don't really know what we're doing there.
Yeah, we said about all those points in the seventh chapter. The ability in man, remembering Krishna and all those things. But also you can offer the water, isn't it? You can also remember it. You cannot. Yeah, interesting. Appreciate Krishna while you're drinking the water. You can take the water off it to your deities or your picture. Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. So I've heard a few times that the consciousness of the cook goes into the food. many times the prasadam we honor is not always cooked by us or offered by us, whether in a household setting or in a temple setting. So I was just wondering to what extent should we consider the consciousness of the person offering or cooking, because then it may stimulate a very skeptical mindset, but at the same time this principle is there. And understandably sometimes, I don't know, someone may be late for work and they're rushing in cooking, or there may be other pressure situations. So maybe if you could kindly comment on this.
Well, yes, there's a connoisseur of all the things going around the cooking. Certainly with Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he didn't just eat anyone's food. There was very specific circumstances, specific people, specific cooks. So if you have that ability, then you can define which food you eat. Certainly, they say even practically that if you eat homemade food, it's healthier than eating food cooked by somebody else, and especially if you do venture out there. So unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, just the reality is householders have to find their line somehow or other to kind of live in the world and navigate through it and purify those things as much as possible. But certainly whatever, I mean, one thing is the consciousness is one thing, but if you eat anything outside, you're not even sure what's in it. That's the difficulty. There's so much cheating going on nowadays. So you're also exposing yourself to the consciousness of how it's cooked and also the ingredients that's actually in it. I think I may have mentioned I was we have these apples in our garden. So I've got to kind of cut the apples and take all the, you know, the bits that someone else had a munch out of. You can't put that in the cooking. But you can bet your bottom dollar that the factories ain't doing that. It's like, for example, I was thinking one of the things about milk here. Almond milk. Almond, they probably use the worst almonds possible. And they blend them up and add water to it and enzymes and fats and bluffy to thinking it's milk. So, yeah, if you eat something cooked by someone else, then you will be affected by that consciousness, because it carries into the food. So we have to be selective as much as possible. And using these terms here, let's eat prasadam that we've cooked ourselves, offer to deities, or we take prasadam from the temple. In terms of the temple, we accept that things are done in a certain way. It's done in the temple. The devotees are trained. They are qualified. There's a kind of pre-qualification by them. And only certain people are allowed to cook for the temple and the devotees. So we are getting good quality, conscious prasadam as best as possible. And usually if someone has some real negativity, they probably wouldn't let them in the kitchen anyway. Yeah, but it's a navigationable route. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is pointing out the higher standards. We have to find where we can pitch ourselves in that. We've got 2 minutes left. Any points or other questions? Prabhu, last one.
Thank you, Prabhu. The prasadam song that we sing, you were going over the lyrics, the meaning, and it's very sober. As devotees, we tend to sing it very jubilantly. So I didn't know if you wanted to comment on that. Is there any conflict in...
No, because the ending was very joyful, that the prasadam is going to save us from all that. That's a really good song. It's pretty grim. Prasadam ki jai. Yeah. Okay, last, got just 60 seconds
point,
left.
One thing you can do is sing the translation to the same melody. That is a different mood.
Okay, thank you. We will stop there. There's going to be an announcement now about the Badra campaign, so you can just hold on for a little while while we hear that wonderful report. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.
His Grace Shamasunda Prabhu ki.
Be nice if you participate in this announcement to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So is everyone. Hare Krishna. So dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our humble obeisances at the dust of your divine lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. We gather before you today for the pleasure, for your pleasure, and for the pleasure of the assembled devotees to report on our 2024 Bhadra campaign scores, which was part of the worldwide Bhadra campaign to try to distribute 65,000 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam worldwide. Our Bhadra campaign this year ran from Ram Navami all the way to Bhadra Purnima, which was on the 17th of September. Devotees from all parts of our community participated in the campaign, including the Sacred Street Party, School of Bhakti, Sangha groups, Menti groups, devotees living in the ashram, children's teams, and various other individuals, with everyone putting in great efforts to introduce people and speak to them about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. This year's campaign was unique in that we were confronted with a fresh challenge, in that we were requested to focus less on our most successful ways of distribution in previous years, like distributing to our visiting guests in the temple and on sponsorships of Bhagavatam to India and Africa, but to try to distribute more to people outside the temple and to focus more on distribution within the UK. The devotees, however, met this challenge with an innovative spirit. And very early in the campaign, the teams got together and formed different groups, with some focusing on door-to-door distribution, some on street distribution, some focusing on other communities, some on major events, some on schools and universities. So for the first year, we made a particular effort to try to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam on the streets and on door-to-door. We experienced early breakthroughs when we experienced being able to distribute full sets of Bhagavatam to people on the street we've never met before, and to people we knocked on doors who we've never met before. Other highlights of our campaign was being able to introduce thousands of people to Srimad Bhagavatam during the Janmashtami festival, with our children expertly presenting Srimad Bhagavatam through dramas and exhibits, hosting a Bhagavat Katha program by Amarendra Prabhu, attended by hundreds of peoples, and introducing thousands of people to Srimad Bhagavatam at Rath Yatra and all our various festivals. So Srila Prabhupada, for your pleasure, these are the scores for this year. The total number of sets distributed in the UK, for the UK, is 319 sets. The total number of sets distributed overseas, being gifted to people overseas, is 110. So the total number of sets distributed for the 2024 Bhadra campaign is 429 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. This fell short in terms of our campaign for this year. Our target was 800 sets, which was a 20% increase on last year. But because we changed our methods, it was still a huge success in that we achieved a 30% increase on number of sets distributed in the UK. Srila Prabhupada, shortly we will meet to reflect on the lessons we learned from this year's campaign and to strategize how we can organize ourselves better for next year's campaign. As always, we depend fully on your mercy to make our endeavors successful. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Bhadra campaign 2024 ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.